Hello, and welcome to Justice at Humber. My name is Melissa Roland-Smith, and I'm here with Professor Anne Corbold.
Hello.
Would you like to give a brief introduction about yourself?
I am a full-time professor assigned to the Police Foundation's program, but I also teach in the Community Justice program.
Oh, perfect. So we'll start. So why did you decide to enter your field of...
I was a police officer for many years, and I was assigned to the Training Bureau when I was a police officer, and I really enjoy teaching, and I wanted to have a chance to do it again, and I love the college system.
Awesome. So what courses are you teaching with the Humber SSCS?
Mostly Introduction to Canadian Criminal Justice System and Charter or Constitutional Law.
Oh, awesome. So what was the hardest part of transitioning to the workplace after school when you finished your education?
I think the hardest part of transitioning to the workplace when you finish school is recognizing that you need to be independent but still do the job that you're supposed to do. And in school it's very structured, right? Your classes are at a certain time, you have assignments due at a certain time, and in the workplace you'll have jobs that have to be done at a certain time, but you also have to be independent and look for work and not expect people to come to your desk every day and tell you what you need to do. So it's a transition to get the job done, plus always know you have to be looking for other things that you need to do.
Right, so that's really good advice. So if you could go back, what kind of advice or tip would you wish you had going from where you are now?
Just that. That's how I know it's important. Very often, when I first started in policing, because it's also very rank-based, I was hesitant to sort of jump forward and do some things that I probably should have done, whether it was just simple things like offering to write a report first. When I had a few months on the job, I recognized that it was okay for me to say, I'll do this, or I'll take this call, and it was expected of me to do that.
So what do you find is the best part about your job? Like, what do you enjoy the most of everything?
Oh, I think the students. If I didn't like the students, I wouldn't do it. I'm excited when they're excited about what they want to do, or when they figure out what job they want to do, or if they're excited about assignment or a particular course. And I think Humber has a really terrific atmosphere in terms of doing research and having students involved in different projects. So I think the atmosphere is great.
Perfect. So since you said, like, students is your best part, what do you think, what components or aspects make kind of, quote unquote, the best student? Or
students who come to class and who want to be there, right? Even if you're not completely thrilled with the subject, trying to find an aspect of it that interests you and focusing on that makes it so much easier to be in class, and it makes it so much easier to teach, because then people are engaged and students want to do group work and they want to have conversations about it. If you don't have that engagement, then you just have students who sit there. And that's very hard as a teacher. I don't like to just lecture at students. I like to have a group discussion or have small group work. And so you need students who want to be in the class.
Right. So just saying that, like, how it's kind of, if students don't put any effort into it, it's kind of that routine. What makes you, because I feel like, well, would you have to keep teaching the same lecture material and the same assignments? What makes it unique, or what keeps you motivated while doing that?
One, I love my subject. And I think that's the biggest thing. I love constitutional law, and I like the criminal justice system, so that's always interesting. And there's always changes in it. So even though I've taught the course several times, things change, and there's new conversations we can have about what's happening in the media right now or what the newest Supreme Court of Canada decision was. And so I think that always keeps it interesting. And I always try to tweak it a little bit in terms of how I present it, because sometimes you present and you think, oh, this is going to be great, and then you get into class, it's horrible. It doesn't go the way you think it does. So you've got to go back and redo your lesson plan to make it more interesting the next time. So there's always stuff. It's just, you never have it nailed down, and once you do, it changes.
Of course, yeah. For students that are planning on going past college and getting their master's, what do you think the best thing for them to do in order to get sort of like a reference letter, or trying to get professors to support them in that process?
Well, come to class so that the professor knows who you are. Because to get a reference letter, for me to write a reference letter for a student, I need to know who that student is, and I need to be able to assess them on a number of different things. Things like being able to work in a group, being able to take a leadership role, being able to run a graduate seminar, if I think they have the skills to do that. And again, because if you're going on to do graduate work, it's very self-motivated. If you don't do it, then you've wasted your time and your money. There's nobody going to be over your shoulder saying you've got to do these things. And in graduate work, there is more of a push to ensure that you take a leadership role in things, whether it's your research project or a seminar. So students need to be engaged in the classroom, come to class, do their assignments on time, and recognize there are times when life gets in the way and things happen. That's okay. But if I'm going to write a reference letter, I need to be able to know who that student is, or I can't put my name on it and I won't write it.
Right, of course. Well, thank you so much for participating in Faculty Bites. We really appreciate it.